Okay, so we are on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. I think we should just start from the Ma'ika. We'll start from those five Nafkaminas again. But we had two opinions, right? The opinion of Shimon ben Elazar and the opinion of Rebbe, right? The two different reasons for why it is that the Deraisas, the woman gets her, even though they're not supposed to be married, she gets her ksuba, but by the Rabbanans, she does not get her ksuba. Is it just the rest of the Rabbanan, and you give a chizik to the Rabbanans? Or is it no, is it something more significant, like this issue of Zel Margila, Vazuhi Margila? So the Gemara basically, you know, says that all that is fine and good, you can have two different reasons, but what's the difference? So Ma'ika bein Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What's the nafkamina? Who cares? Right? Why does it make a difference which opinion you hold? And we're going to find five possibilities of reasons why it makes a difference. We're going to find we're not going to be able to settle on any of them until we get to the very last one. But five different possibilities, at least in theory, between the two different approaches. So says the Gemara, Ma'ika bein Rabbi l'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So I'm Rabbi Chista, Mamzeres Unasina l'Yisrael. I'm Mamzeres Unasina who marries a kosher Jew, which is a kosher man. Why? Ika ben Ayom. Ma'anda midaraisa, hana midaraisa. If the issue is that when we're dealing with an Issa daraisa, people will be, you know, or when we're dealing with an Issa daraisa, doesn't need chizik, and therefore you can just say she keeps her ksuba. So this is Hanami Daraisa. So this case is Anissa Daraisa of Mamzeris marrying Yisrael. So that's Anissa Daraisa. And so according to that approach, she should get her ksuba, right? If the issue is, the reason why she should lose her ksuba, right, is because reason she would keep her ksuba is because he's the one who, you know, and gets her interested in being married. That's not going to be true here. In this case, she's going to be the one to get him interested in getting married. Right? Why? Look at Rashi. Ha hi margalale. It's like six, seven lines up in Rashi on the left side from where we're on the Gemara. Ha hi margalale. Ha'ol ve'enya grua machamasa. Right? She doesn't become any worse. She's already a mamzeres. Right? So nothing's going to happen to her. It's not going to make her life any worse because of this marriage. So tarcha umehadra liyunasa liyisrael k'nidah halozara. So she wants to at least marry him so that her children will be, will be better off than her. So you say better off than her. What does that even mean? So Rashi already knows your kasha. Va'af agav debenah nami mamzer. Her son's going to be a mamzer anyways. The kamalan halach achar psulon. Right? We go. We've said this before. We follow the whatever the worst of the two members of the couple, we're gonna follow, right? We're gonna follow that approach. So he's a mamzer or she's a mamzer, the child's being a mamzer. Afiluhachi kevan the ikata kanta l'mamzerim. Since there is a way for mamzerim to be fixed, k'rebi tarfa and darim b'kiddushin yachol mamzerim li'tayer tarcha or min sabali yisrael. There is still a way for mamzerim to be taken care of, right? We mentioned this yesterday. You have the mamzer marry a shifcha, and then they have a child. The child becomes an eved. And then you free the eved. He becomes a regular Yisrael. So that's true. So it would still be worth it for her to get married and have this child eventually. Maybe have an ability to have a takana eventually. Fine. So the point is, she doesn't lose anything. It's not any worse for her by marrying this guy. So she's not worried. Even though it's usher, she's not worried. So therefore, according to that approach, she would lose her ksuba because she's the one here who probably would be more likely to get married. And remember, whenever there's nothing, whether she has nothing to lose or less to lose, we assume she's the one who wants to get married, right? Because tabla meitav tandu mila meisav al malu. She'd rather be married. I keep on saying that phrase very fast. Tabla meitav tandu. Tav, a person rathers lemeitav to live, like leishav tandu together. Mila meitav armalu than being a amana. A woman would rather be married to somebody than married to nobody, even if it's not the best. The Gemara talks about that in Kiddushin when it talks about the fast that a man has to see a woman before he's mekadesh her, right? The Gemara says, well, what about the woman? Doesn't she care? Like, yeah, well, yeah, she just wants to be married. So obviously that's extreme.
We're referring more towards like financial stability.
Correct. Emotional. Correct. Right? Yeah. It's a it's a concept in Chazal. Correct. It's like a yisod. It's like a rule in halacha that we kind of make this assumption. Again, all things being equal, make this assumption. It's not true in every single case, but there's an assumption that typically women are more inclined to get married than men. Yeah, then it was even more important because that was their financial stability was in place. Their whole social structure, the whole thing was that way. So it'd be correct. It would probably be less correct nowadays, but it was certainly true then, and probably still is true a little bit. Fine. So the bottom line, fine. So that's why we assume Margalele, so she's going to be the one to want to get them married. Okay, fine. So there's a decision. So the Gemara says, "Well, not so fast." So continue to Gemara. Ula Rabbi Eliezer, da Amar Hareza Eved Umamzer. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, when she marries somebody, he disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon. Right? Look at Rashi. Ula Rabbi Eliezer, the Poligalez Rabbi Tarfon. He disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon. Va Amar Mamzer Shenasa Shivcha. Mamzer marries a Shivcha. Vaholi Ben Eno Nitar Mina Mamzeres. Mamzeres, right? We said, oh, there's a way out, right? He can marry a shivcha, and then the child's going to be an eved, and then you can free him. So Rabbi Lo says, no. If you're a mamzer, you marry a shivcha, the child becomes an eved mamzer. That's worse, right? Continues Rashi. Ain't no nitayim in a mamzeros bishvilav do so v'hava eved umamzer. Right? That's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Sorry, that's the opinion of Rabbi Lo. Who disagrees Rabbi Tarfon. Hakevan the lake at Takanta Lazara, Loma Hajal and Mifsal Zare, the Gavrila Fishahi Maknitaso Tamid. Right, she's not gonna be as quick to wanna get married and have children like this because it's gonna, you know, it's not gonna make it worse, but it's not something she'd be so quick to want to do. So therefore, there's less of a concern that she's gonna be the one wanting to get married. Okay. So according to him, so now back to Rashi. Right? She's less likely to be the one who's pushing for the marriage. So in which case, there becomes no. The point is, if that's true, according to that approach, you don't have a reason to believe she's the one pushing the marriage, in which case, she shouldn't lose her ksuba, in which case, there's no nafkamina. That's the point. The point is, at the end of the day, it becomes no difference between Rabbi Lezer, Mishim Lezer, and Rabbi. So according to that approach, what are you going to do now? Fine. So according to that, this can't be the nafkamina. Ella Amar Rav Yosef. I'll give you a second option as a difference, a distinction between the shittos of Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Lazar. So fine. So what's the second case? Ella Amar Rav Yosef. Machzer. The Bach changes a little bit. Machzer grushaso ikibenayu. Right. Takes out the word mishanisas. Even the Rashi says what's machzer grushaso. Right. Machzer grushaso is you bring back a person, divorces a woman, and brings her. And then marries her again. So that's not by definition forbidden. Right? A person can get divorced and get remarried as long as he's not a kohen, unless she marries somebody else in between. Right? We've talked about this before. So look what Rashi says, Machzer Grushaso Misha Nise. So the Bach takes it out of the Gemara, but Rashi says that's what it's talking about. Right? So the case is where Reuven and Rachel are married, they get divorced, Rachel marries Shimon, who's not Reuven's brother, some other person, and then... she gets divorced from him, or dies from him, or she dies, or whatever. And now Reuven marries Rachel again. Right, so that's Aser. That he's not allowed to do. Why? So says Gemara. So what's the point? Manda Amar Deraisa Hanami Deraisa. Right. If you're worried about Deraisa versus Derabanan, so this is Deraisa, and that's why she doesn't lose her ksuba because it's Nisa Deraisa. We don't have to give a chizik. Okay. Manda Amar Pnei Shehu Magila. Right. If you want to say it's the case, the difference is because she's going to be the one who's pushing, that he is pushing her to get married, and that's why, again, why she should keep her ksuba, because it's really on him, he should get the knas. Ha-hi, Margalolai, she's going to be the one to push the marriage here. So why is she going to be the one pushing the marriage in this case? Because Machzer Grushaso, presumably, at that point, is not going to... she's a Surla Cohen already. Right, once she has been married and divorced and married again, and once she's divorced, she's Asur LaKohen anyways, right? So once she's Asur LaKohen, the fact that she's going to marry him now, it's not going to make her a halala or something to ruin her status. Her status remains the same anyways. So since she's already Asur LaKohen, again, the only thing she has to lose is violating the halacha, which is bad enough. But in terms of like losing her status or being impacted, she's not going to. In which case, she we would assume that in this case it's also for him and also for her, we'll assume that she's the one who's pushing the marriage, in which case she would lose her ksuba, and that's again a difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rebbe in this case. Okay, so Gemara says, but not so fast. Rebbe Akiva d'amar yesh mamzer mechayve lavin. Rebbe Akiva holds, right, we've seen many times that he holds that even an Isser Lav that's violated by a couple, the child will be a mamzer. So now what does that mean? It means in this case, there will be an impact of this marriage. If she gets married to him, her children will not be mamzerim. So she has a very big incentive not to get married. So we don't assume that she's the one pushing the marriage. We assume that he's pushing the marriage. So halamar galalei velamidin. So she's not pushing him anymore. He's pushing. If he's pushing, then she doesn't lose the ksuba. So again, now there's no nafkamina between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rebbe. So elam Rav Papa, a third case. Another possible nafkamina. Ba'ula l'kohen gadol. So a case of a ba'ula, a woman who is already had tashmish before, she's not a b'sula, right? This does not mean that she was married to someone else necessarily, but she was already had tashmish, which is an eser aseh, right? V'hu isha b'sula yikach. He has to marry a b'sula, which is an aseh, not a los aseh. Okay? So what? So man dar midaraisa hana midaraisa. And again, the same thing. She has nothing to lose here. Why has she nothing to lose? Look at Rashi. Beula penuya. Right? She's not married, but she has had tashmish. Lekohen gadol asay ika. Right? Besula. Right? There's an asay. Besula velo beula. Right? She has to be a besula, not a beula. V'la'av abam b'chal asay asay. Right? It's an alos asay that comes from the language of an asay, considered like an asay. V'la'av de zona leika, and she's not considered a zona. Why? Leika hacha de ain zona ela haniv ela bia asura. Right? A zona is only going to be a case where she had a tashish which was forbidden. So a woman can technically be a beula without having been involved in some type of bia asura. So it's not a lav. So because if it was a lav, then what's the Gemara going to say to me? What about Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a lav. She becomes a mamzer. So you don't have that problem with Rabbi Akiva because she's not a lav. It's only an essay. In which case, she's not going to impact her status. And by the way, you're not even going to have her children won't become halalim from this either, because she doesn't become. So she doesn't become a halala in this case either. So again, there's nothing for her to lose. So she should be the one pushing the marriage, in which case she would lose the ksuba in that case. So again, the Gemara is not going to stand for it. Why? Fine. So it says the Gemara with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Amar Yesh Chala Mechave Yasei. Okay. Halo Margulalei Valamidi. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds that, in, that by chayve yasei there can still be a case of halal, right? So then again she has what to lose. Why? Her children will become halalim. According to Elazar ben Yaakov, her children will become halalim even though it's just v'hu yisha b'psula yikach, just an insir asei. Nevertheless, he's the one who holds that in that case child becomes a halal, in which case she isn't going to push, in which case there's no nafkamina, because in both cases she will not lose her kesubah. Okay. So you have to find a fourth case. So Ella Amravashi Machzir Safik Sotaso Ika Benayu. A man who brings back his wife who is a Safik Sota. What does that mean, a Safik Sota? Look at Rashi. What's a Safik Sota? Shakina La Venistra Vikaya La Bisur Deresa. What happened, right? It's the case of Sota. Excuse me, always is that this woman is accused of having a yichud with another man, right? She's married, and her husband accuses her of having yichud with another man, and then he says to her, he warns her officially, and says, "You may not have yichud with this man," and then she does anyways, right? She's nister, he kinala, he said that he's jealous of her, don't do it, and then she does it anyways. So what happens once she's done it anyways? So now she becomes forbidden to him, right? Midaraisa, until she drinks the sota water, right? It's the sota water that clarifies whether she was or was not involved in a physical relationship with that guy, which would make her usher to him. So she's a suffix sota in the sense that we don't know if she actually had an affair or not. So nevertheless, even when you're suffix sota, it's a din d'oraisa that they're forbidden to have tashmish. So As the pasuk says, Rashi says, "Dichsiv v'nit ma'ah shnei pa'amim echa labav echa laboa." Right, the moment that she is after he's kina v'nistera, he says something, he warns her, and then she has a stira, she has yichud. So now she becomes forbidden to the guy, this new gentleman, and she becomes forbidden to her husband until she drinks the sota water. So if she goes, so this guy goes ahead anyways. She is a suffix sota, and then she has tashrish with her original husband. So that's an issa deraisa. Okay, fine. So mandam is back to the Gemara. Mandam deraisa hanami deraisa. Right, if you're worried about an issa deraisa, this is an issa deraisa. So again, she should lose her ksuba. She should keep her ksuba because it's an issa deraisa. Umanda amrim peishu magila. Right, and if you want to say no, it has to be that he's the one convincing her, and that's how she's going to keep her ksuba. He magila light. She's going to be the one to convince him. Why? Because she's not going to lose anything in this process. Why is the suffix sota not going to lose anything? Look at Rashi. Halo margalalei. Rashi says, Danicha la lishtos beresha de la lifsala mikahuna. Right? Because she would rather originally he margalalei. No, that's already. That's Rashi for the next step. But why originally would we assume that she doesn't have anything to lose in coming back in being back together with him before she drinks the soda water? So there's a bunch of reasons why. Number one, she's not a halala because there's no issur to a kohen at this point, so she's not a halala. Number two, she's not a zona, right? Because her husband was the only one who was usher to her. So she's not a zona at this point. If she, her husband was the one who was usher to her, and she's going back to her own husband, right? That's what she's being together with the man that she's forbidden to, but that was her original husband. So she doesn't become a zona from that. Again, that would make her an usher to a kohen afterwards. So that wouldn't happen. And even Rabbi Kiva, who agrees that you have that there's mamzerim, etc., not in this case. He even Rabbi Kiva holds children are not mamzerim in this case. And the only other kasha would be maybe she's gonna make herself forbidden to eat truma. And so she's forbidden to eat truma already. When she's a suffix sota, she's already a sura to eat truma misafik, because maybe she's a ishjizinza. So she's already misafik, not allowed to eat truma anyways.
That wouldn't convert if she ends up
if she goes back to her husband in the end. I don't think so, because once she now goes back to her husband, she's being cleared. It turns out, when she goes back to her husband, the assumption is we have clarified that she never did anything wrong. Right. That's the point. Yeah. So that clears her name, and she's able to... I would have thought to say she doesn't want to go back to him now. She'd rather drink the soda water first because she wants to clear her name. I mean, if she actually did it, then she doesn't want that. So, she would want to go back to the husband. So the bottom line is, because all these reasons just explain why she doesn't care. Again, the whole point is that going back, being with her husband again, she doesn't have anything halachically to lose. That's the point. I mean, halachically to lose. Okay, sorry. Besides violating the halacha.
But her status doesn't change.
Her status isn't good. She doesn't have another Kanas, some other penalty that's coming her way, other than the penalties in Shemayim for violating the Isser. But fascinating, right? How the halacha we can do that, and the halacha recognizes that we do that, right? We'll split in our heads. Like, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, but at least, right? All right. So that's the fine. Bottom line is that's why for all these reasons, hahi magalei. There's reasons to assume that she would be the one again pushing to get back together here in this case. Or to be with her husband. Fine. Okay. So, again, that's why he gives you another nafkamina. Okay, but again, not so fast. Rav Masya ben Cheresh to Amar, afilu halach bailal ashkosa ubala baderech asa zona. So Rav Masya ben Cheresh holds that if he's taking her on the way to go to the Beis HaMikdash to have her drink the sota water, and on the way, they don't get there yet, and they end up having tashmish, what happens? Asa zona. He holds she becomes a zona. Again, that changes her status, would make her forbidden to marry a Kohen, right? So if that's true, then she's not going to want to be together because she knows she's going to mess up her status why would they mess up her status? Like, he's not married to a Kohen now, right? Yeah, but if they're together now and it makes her into a zona, and then she drinks the sota water and she's found innocent, right? And then at some point he dies. Later, he dies, right? She could marry Kohen still. Right? After all this, she would be able to marry Cohen. Now, if she was together with him at this moment, she loses that chance. So she's not going to want to, in which case, he's pushing the marriage, in which case, according to everybody, she keeps her ksuba. So we still have not found a nafkamina. We haven't found a nafkamina according to l'chol adeos. And according to everybody, that we have one shita at each time that knocks out, that you know, that at least according to these unique opinions, we still would have no nafkamina between Rav Shiva ben Elazar and Rebbe. So what are we going to do? Say, Ella Amamar Bar Ravashi, Sota Vadai Ikebainayu. Okay? What's a Sota Vadai? Sota Vadai is the same way of saying Rashi says, Sota Vadai, Eish Jishizinsa. Sota Vadai means she really did it. Right? When she drinks the soda water, she doesn't drink the soda water. Soda water is drunk by a woman who we're not sure about. Right? This woman did the Isser. Right, she was married and she was together with a different man. Okay, look at Rashi. Da sirah le libida raisa. All right, ishish zinsa is forbidden. Asur labal, asur laboel. She's forbidden to everybody. The man she was, the new man and original husband, she's forbidden to everybody. Kedichsev he lo nitpasa the mashma ho of a lo nensa asur. Right, as long as she wasn't forced. Right, but she did this willingly, so she becomes asur to her husband. Okay, so she's now in terms of. Going back to her original husband, so that's us, so she can't do that, and that's an instant deraisa. So the husband will pay the ksuba if she would go back, the iser, the husband would still pay the ksuba because it's an instant deraisa, right? So we don't have to penalize him the ksuba. And according to the other opinion, right? She's got, why does she not care to marry him? Because she's already shizinsa, right? She's already asur to him. The child's already going to be a mamzer anyways. So she's already in, things are already bad for her, right? Look at Rashi, continues, V'ikasha ha-nami chavi lavinhi, right? L'rabban and the plea lady of Yossi ben Kippur, B'parakama d'amri acharei asher hutama, L'rabba sota v'lifrach, L'rabbi Kiva d'amri yesh mamzer. Meaning, you might ask the question, but wait a second, it's an insert lav still, right? Still losa say, and according to Rabbi Kiva, the children be mamzerim. La pirchahu, why the ikal terutzi the harmin la'el v'hacholitz hakomon mebal hasota she'enav lad mamzer. I said sorry. So the halacha would be sorry. Then the child of the forbidden relationship is a mamzer, right? A child of ishzish, a woman who's together with a different man becomes a mamzer. But if she goes back to her original husband, everyone agrees that child's not a mamzer. Right. Okay. So in which that's an important distinction. So if that's true, she. The point is that going back to her original husband, she has nothing to lose because the child won't be a mamzer. In which case, she doesn't have anything to lose. And if it's not an issue of deraisa derabanan, and the issue just an issue of she would want to be together with him, the answer is she would. In which case, according to that opinion, she would lose her ksuba. Okay, so it turns out the nafkamina, Chim Shem Elazar and Rebbe, the issue of if it's an issue of deraisa versus derabanan, and that if it's deraisa, we don't need to be mechazek, and that's why she gets her ksuba. According to if it's derabanan, we need mechazek, and she loses the ksuba. So in this case, it's deraisa, so she would not lose the ksuba. If it's an issue of but she's gonna be the one pushing the marriage, so she has to lose her ksuba for as a knas. The answer is in this case, she would be pushing the marriage, the relationship. She would be pushing the relationship, in which case. She would lose her ksuba for that reason, and that would be the case of nafkamina between Shimon Elazar and Rebbe. Fifth time's the charm, as they say. Okay, so let's do the new Mishnah. We'll finish with the new Mishnah. So it says the new Mishnah as follows: Bas Yisrael miureses a miureses lekohen, muberes mi kohen, shomeres yabam lekohen. So a Bas Yisrael, she was born a Yisraelis. She's a daughter of a Yisrael. And she is engaged to a Kohen, right, or has done Kiddushin already with a Kohen. Muberes mi Kohen. She became pregnant from a Kohen, and then the Kohen passed away. He died while she was pregnant. Shomeres Yabam le Kohen, right? So she was married to a Kohen, the Kohen passed away, and now she's Shomer's Yabam to the brother who's a Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LeYisrael. Or a Bas Kohen, who now marries a Jew, marries a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, Lo Sochal B'Truma. So all those examples are a woman who doesn't need Truma. Because her status is, right, not totally clear. The Bas Yisrael who rests as a Kohen, she's only Kiddushin, we mentioned this before, she's going to, you know, she's living in her father's house, she's going to end up bringing the Truma home, and her non-Kohen brothers are going to end up eating it, etc. Right, Mubaris Mi Kohen, well, she was married to a Kohen, but he passed away, and now if she has a son who is the son of a Kohen, she'll be able to eat Truma, but she's only pregnant. Right, she doesn't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl, if the child's going to be viable or not. Shemeres Yavam LeKohen, she hasn't yet married now a new Kohen, and she's a Bas Kohen, LeYisrael, so she loses the chance to eat Truma, so all these people don't eat Truma. Bas Yisrael Mu'res is LeLevi, but if she's a Bas Yisrael who is had done Kiddushin now with the Levi, Mu'beres MiLevi, pregnant from a Levi who then passed away, Shemeres Yavam LeLevi, her Levi husband passes away, and now she is going to become a Yavama to a new Levi, v'chein bas Levi Yisrael lo sochal b'meiser. They can't eat meiser. So the Gemara is going to ask the question. Rashi points out the Gemara parach zara gufa milo achla b'meiser. A non Levi can eat meiser. So what's going on here? We will have to see. Fine. And next case bas Levi mures is la Kohen. If a bas Levi who's engaged to who did kiddushin with a Kohen, Muberis mi Kohen, Shameris Yavim le Kohen, Bechein Bas Kohen le Levi, all the same cases, but this case she's a Bas Levi, or Bas Levi to a Kohen, etc. Lo Socha lo Betruma v'lo b'meiser. So now she can't eat Truma or Meiser, and as the Gemara goes on, the Gemara will explain all of these explanations and why they make sense and how to understand them. We are done for the week.